JSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Playing in a pub, me well know well. I met the girl. If you
know, if you know, if you know. We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise. So why did they all come out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots were getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host, the great and sticky Moose, and you are listening to 93.9 FM CICK Smithers Community Radio. You might also be listening to this show on 90.3 FM CKUT in Montreal, 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, or 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo. This show is recorded on the unceded territory of the Gitxsan people and broadcast originally from the territory of the Wet'suwet'en. It is heard across Canada on unceded territory, so take some time to learn about whose land you're living on. Syrup Moose Radio is sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can check out the incredible and vital work that they are doing by searching for them on Facebook. You can at any time reach out to Syrup Moose Radio by email at syrupmooserecords@gmail.com or by finding me on Blue Sky, xada.bluesky.social. That's xadaa.bluesky.social. For more from this show, visit smithersradio.com or themarsh.ca. Enjoy the show. Thank you. welcome to the show. That was Fauna with Tidal Pool. And this microphone is awfully quiet, I think. Maybe not. All right. Maybe it is. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Syrup Moose Radio. I am your host. I introduced myself at the beginning, but it's pre-recorded, so I kind of forget sometimes. I am recording this episode July 20th, 2025. And hi, how are you? How's it going? We got a kind of a different show this week. We're going to, in the second hour, I'm going to play a documentary for you. Over this weekend, I watched a film called No Gods, No Masters, A History of Anarchism. And I found it hugely informative, and I'm going to play it for you. So it is in three parts. They're about an hour. So the last hour of this show, next week's show, and the week after's show will feature the three parts of No Gods, No Masters. And I think it's just a really good level of I think it's a really good foundation of information. I think it's really good. I think you're going to enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it anyway, because that's what I'm doing for the next 3 weeks. So that's what we're going to do. So second hour of the show is going to be the documentary No Gods, No Masters. I will talk a little bit about it before we get into it. But very excitingly, I have a song to premiere. A little while ago, I did a feature for a Vancouver band called Ashen Paul, and their single, the first single off their upcoming EP, is called Crows, and that happens to be the one that Megafauna features on. And they have graciously let me premiere it, so you're going to hear it in its entirety for the first time here on Syrup Moves Radio. And I'm pretty pleased with my feature. I hope you enjoy it, and that's how we're going to start things off. This is Crows by Ashen Paul featuring Megafauna. Thank you. Action Paul with Crows featuring me, Megafauna. That's pretty fun. I liked it. I think it's a cool song, and I hope you will check out the EP when it comes out. But that single will release on the 24th. So 2 days it will release on its own. So make sure you stream the hell out of it so that I get asked to do more stuff. I think that would be fun. All right, folks, I got more music coming up. I think at least what I've got so far is all Canadian. So I think that's pretty cool. I grabbed out everything that I thought was cool from the last 2 weeks on Distro, Earshot Distro. So we're going to be whipping through some of those. This next one is called Keening, which is an artist I haven't heard of before. And I think probably I'm going to need to check them out some more. So we're going to get into it here in a second. This song has a very long title that I don't have in front of me, so I'm going to read it to you after. But the album it comes from is called You Are So Small and the World Is So Big. The artist is called Keening. Let's check it out. With one of my favorite things about music sometimes is insanely long titles. So that song is called Still Creek Murder, is already the name of a band. So I'll call this song Untitled and hope you figure out it's about you, Keening. The world, you are so small and the world is so big. Love it. Love it. I would not be surprised if that one gets into the old regular rotation for me. I've noticed this recently. There are so many artists that I've been finding and playing that I think are so good, and I just haven't had time to go back and dive into the albums that the songs come from. I need to fix that. I'm going to fix that, like, this week. We're going to try and get things on back on track. It's been insane. I've been having a crazy couple of months, I guess. And now with my wife and I taking possession of our house on the 24th, which is insane. And something I didn't think was going to be possible. But I'm seeing like the end in sight, and I'm so glad that it might be time for a rest, because we're both exhausted. And it does make me deeply grateful. I'll tell you that, like, I don't know that I could have done it on my own. And so the fact that I didn't have to was, I don't think that there are enough words to, anyway, thank you. All right, we're going to go on and listen to a new one by Asthma Kids. Asthma Kids, Die on This Hill, parentheses, The Meek Are Getting Ready, Part 2, and you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. What's going on, everybody? I hope you're having a nice time. I'm having a nice time. we are, as I mentioned, going to play a sort of historical piece about the history of anarchism after the break, after the 1 hour break. So I'm looking forward to that. I hope you are also. Fun fact, if you want to watch the documentary, if you like what you hear and you want to watch it, I was able to get it from the Terrace Public Library, ordered up here to Hazleton. So if you have a library card, order it and watch it. It's great. It's 3 1-hour pieces. Lots of really interesting stuff in there. I hope you'll listen to it as well, but I recommend watching it too. Why not? Right, and get it from your library. You can do that to support your local libraries, because they will, they need you. If you don't have a library card, go get one. If you don't think your town has a library, it probably does. Go find out and get a library card. Do that. Do it. I also wanted to very quickly here mention something that I saw on Instagram this morning, posted by the wonderful folks over at over at Ranch House Tattoos. This post is from Bits_Jen and Yinta_Access. It was posted 19 hours ago, and I'm going to just read it. Friends, last night there was a fire in our houseless community here in Kasyik. Yinta, a.k.a. Smithers. Everyone got out alive. One person is being treated for burns at the hospital and reportedly will be okay. Our most vulnerable folks are in desperate need as everyone lost everything. Some allies are taking donations to do a major shop. Please give whatever you can. You can do an e-transfer to Falkirks, which is F-A-L-K-I-R-K-S, at wealthsimple.me, and please write Tent City in the note. Please share and help those folks get some emergency care. And also the folks at Ranch House Tattoos are accepting donations as well. So if you want to just go there and give the folks at Ranch House your money, they will make sure it gets where it needs to go. Help these folks. They need help, and they, and we are in a position where we can help. so help them. I'm not sure what caused the fire, and frankly, it doesn't really matter. We are in a situation where these folks have to live in tents in a field, and stuff's going to happen like this. But we need to be able to support them. This is emblematic of issues that I have talked about our housing crisis and about the ways that we treat unhoused folks, and it's not acceptable. So anyway, all that information I will give one more time, and you can support. So head over to Ranch House Tattoo in Smithers, or reach out to the folks directly by sending money to FALKIRKS@wealthsimple.me. And that is to support folks after a fire in the unhoused community in Smithers. Based on the photo, it looks like it was a pretty severe fire. So these folks now have, you know, less than they had, and they already had very little. So if you can help them out, please do that. Yeah. All right. All right, folks. Let's get into some more music. I never know how to transition away from a story like that. Like, it's horrible. You know, it truly, it breaks my heart. And I mean, what can you say? That's not just sort of like impotent screaming into the void. That's not helpful for anybody. So, geez, I keep turning my mic slowly as I keep talking. Yeah, help these folks out if you're able to. If you're not able to, share it at the very least. You can find the story in Ranch House's stories. So, look, I know y'all are on Instagram and Facebook. That's how the North seems to communicate. So go share it if nothing else. All right? Okay, folks, this next one is by Family Man, and we are going to be right back. Yeah, right back when it's over. So enjoy it.